Time now for your letters. We received considerable mail about Anthony Brooks' piece on Columbia University and tensions over Middle East politics. On one side, students who have pro-Israel views say they have been harassed and intimidated by pro-Palestinian professors. On the other are charges that outside political pressure is threatening academic freedom. F. Lincoln Grolfs of St. Louis, Missouri, wrote, "As both a Columbia University alumnus and a retired college professor, I was pleased to hear your coverage of the dispute centering on Columbia's program of Middle East studies. As usual, I felt your coverage was well-balanced. When I was a student at Columbia's East Asian Institute in the 1950s, not only were all viewpoints represented, but we graduate students were frequently subjected to intense questioning by professors in the interest of encouraging us to sharpen our analytical facility. From what I heard on your program this morning, the dispute has all the earmarks of a group with an extreme political agenda once more attempting to interfere in the affairs of the academy." William Bilek of Woodstock, Georgia, had a different point of view. He writes, "The substantiated claim of those students holding views not in sync with those of the professors named is that they were held up for ridicule in front of the class, had their grades marked down, or were given failing grades, simply for putting forward factual-based opposing opinions on a sensitive topic. The actions of those professors who hold power over students with regards to future advancement, success, etc., are no different from those of professors who sexually harass students for sex in return for higher grades. Neither behavior is acceptable. The penalty for both should be the same." A number of you wrote in to disagree with the letter from the member of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra who felt that film music was not really music because it is in service to the film and not intended to stand alone. Grrr, right, Jane and John Oakleaf. Is the theme from Star Wars any less of an American classic than Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man? We take great enjoyment in listening to the soundtracks from The Mission or Amistad simply as good music. And had we never seen the film, the soundtrack from Schindler's List stands by itself. We could go on, but the fact remains to us, great music is great music regardless of the label attached to it. Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.